Hi, it's George, Harry and James. It's 5 to 9 and we're going to be reporting on this week's Rugby World Cup.
Well, firstly, let's talk about the kick that James Hook did. Well, in the papers and everything, they're saying it's over, and James Hook definitely thought it was over. But the people behind the post didn't call it out, so they've been banned from the Rugby World Cup, which is perfectly truthful because Wales should have won that game, and that's very unfair because that could cost them deeply.
And South Africa were very lucky because if that went over, that would have been their only game they've lost in the first game of the World Cup, wouldn't it?
Champions can't lose first game.
No, they can't.
Right, let's move on to the Australia-Italy game. Well, 6-6 at half-time, pretty even game.
Yeah.
After that, James O'Connor, Ashley Cooper just dominating. Tries. Good kicking from O'Connor and Cooper. Some good tries from Australia. Bernamasco, some good kicks, but overall Italy were pretty poor.
And going back to the O'Connor kicking, he's really, really strong kicker. He's very good considering he's that young. I mean,
how old is he again?
He is 20 years old, I think, somewhere around that. He's turned into one of the best kickers in the world.
Right, let's move on to the Ireland-USA game. Tommy Butters scoring two good tries, just dipping and darting. Very disappointing with Jonathan Sexton because all the teams have been complaining that the ball's too heavy on one side and light on the other.
Yes, I think it's definitely too hard. All the best kickers in the world missing.
Dan Carter missing 5 out of 7. Johnny Wilkinson missing 5 kicks in a row. Jonathan Sexton's kicking poor. But they are 10-10 at half. 10-0 to Ireland at half time, right? On comes Owen Redding and Ronan O'Gara. Just made a huge difference. The scrum half for Ireland, who's playing at the moment, who started, he's very much of a Mike Phillips scrum half type.
Yes, he's quite rough, sort of, more like rough scrum half than just doing his job. He'll tackle hard as well.
So we're going to move on to the South Africa-Wales game, and George is a Wales fan, so he'll take us through this one.
Yes, Wales, quite disappointing in the first half, but they came back in the second half.
They have a very big spirit in the squad.
Hook improving so much on his kicking, and I mean, Steyn kicked very well, apart from a few missed kicks in there.
Steyn kicked very well considering of the ball. If you may notice, this happened in the Football World Cup as well.
Yes, Faletau and Roberts, some very good powerful ones running through.
Some Preston just doing the basics very well, just putting in some kicks.
And moving on to the Argentina match. Argentina-England, very, very sloppy match. I was really disappointed.
And very disappointed with England. Johnny Wilkinson's kicking poor.
2-7.
Argentina's defence was very good. George will take us through the defensive stats.
Yes, Argentina just going up very quickly, taking on England. 6-3 at half-time, winning. This was very good, but they just couldn't stop England and Young's scoring.
I mean, Courtney Lawes' tackle on that guy, Meloso.
Well, it wasn't really a tackle, it was a knee, and he'll be banned from 3 to 7 months.
Yes, very disappointing. Coming back from injury, coming to the World Cup, then just getting banned. Very disappointing.
Right. Very. No, there's going to be appeal. He might not be banned, actually.
Yep. Because he's such a strong player. He doesn't need to knee people like that. He can just tackle them.
Great athlete. Let's move on to the Fiji
Namibia match. And finally, going to the tries. Geneva, 4 tries. What a match he had, obviously. And Nakara Nalaga by 8. 8 can.
We'll be moving on to a part 2 now because we're running out of time. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.